The number of young people seeking mental health services in Kapiti has tripled since lockdown. That's according to Kapiti Youth Support, which helps close to 80% of people in the area aged between 10 and 25 years old who need support. Chief Executive Rachel Osborne told Alicia Foon her resources just can't match daily demand.
In the past 12 months, we've seen about 2,600 young people have come through the doors, maybe 13,000 visits. You know, we're resourced for 50. We've already got an extra 17 and 15 on the wait list. And we're not funded to meet these increasing demands. And this is the challenge for us. We are seen as an essential service. Over COVID, we delivered. We were here. Young people came in and saw us. We did triaging. We did COVID testing. We provided a full primary health service. And yet our health, basic health funding hasn't increased for over 15 years. But every year we go into a deficit. We have to work really, really hard to find that money. And that takes a lot of time and effort. And as I said, these are essential services.
Are there any common themes emerging from the young people in Rangatahi that you're speaking to?
Homelessness. And often young people do not appear in statistics. We are constantly trying to find and place young people in safe accommodation. That's a huge issue. Young people with anxiety. Seeing some young people that actually since COVID may not go back to school next year. Drug and alcohol is another challenge that we're seeing.
How do young people in New Zealand want to be accessing mental health support services, do you think?
Young people like to be able to access services that are free, that understand young people, where they can go and tell their story that they feel safe and that they have a relationship with. We've found that our young people do not actually like the online therapy. They prefer the face-to-face. You know, we were developed over 25 years ago because they found that young people were not accessing traditional health services, and they surveyed young people. And young people said they wanted one place that they could go to, that they could access everything. And the same seems to apply today.
And that is Rachel Osborne from Kapiti Youth Support speaking to Alicia Foon.